In the United States, there still appears to be strong support for the U.S. presence in Iraq, but a new poll suggests that a majority of Americans believe the government may have exaggerated evidence about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports.
According to a poll taken at the end of June for the Program on International Policy Attitudes, PIPA, at the University of Maryland, 52% of the American people believe that the administration stretched the truth about weapons of mass destruction. Add to that another 10% who think administration officials presented evidence they knew to be false. We talked to visitors to the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, part of the July 4th celebration on the National Mall in Washington. Alan Hunley is a dentist from Knoxville, Tennessee. He is one of those people who first believed but now have doubts about weapons.
I watched Colin Powell do his presentation at the UN on TV, and I was convinced. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing they haven't found anything. You know, it's almost like they were salesmen and they had a thing to sell. So they got everything that they thought was positive. And some people in the government knew it, but others just took their word and went with it.
We also talked to Matt and Teresa Vogue of Santa Rosa, California. He's a physical therapist. She works for a children's advocacy group. They, too, felt the U.S. would find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Since no weapons have been found, they wonder if the war was justified.
It kind of nullifies a big reason for going in there in the first place. I mean, that was the main reason that we were going to be, you know, Bush tried to scare us thinking that Saddam Hussein had these suitcases with nuclear bombs that he was going to give to terrorists to bring to the United States. I think they exaggerated and to a certain degree misled.
And they really started to play up the whole humanitarian thing and all these stories about people being burned, and those are awful atrocities, but they're going on all over the world, and that is not a legal reason why we go invade a country.
The PIPA poll says 59% of the American people believe that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Elliot Hagen certainly thought so. He is an insurance agent from South Carolina. He says it's too early to say the administration exaggerated about weapons.
I have confidence in Colin Powell. I have confidence in our government officials. And that's not to say that the American people have blind faith, but we as ordinary citizens don't have any of the information that they have.
53% of the people polled think the reconstruction of Iraq is not going well. And in the last 2 months, support has grown for involving the United Nations in rebuilding Iraq. Debbie and Steve Cross are from Massachusetts. He's a director of sales for a computer company. She's a secretary at a college. They both supported the decision to go to war and still do. Asked if the UN should now be involved, they said yes, absolutely.
I don't think we should do it alone. I think this is a problem for the world and not just the United States.
I would hope that some of the other countries who joined a coalition would contribute some money to that whole effort, because it's going to be quite expensive for the United States just to flip the bill alone.
The poll was conducted by Knowledge Networks, a polling firm based in Menlo Park, California, for the Program on International Policy Attitudes at the University of Maryland. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.